you go into orbit.
Very funny.
Do you want to dance with Ted Stover?
This is about the 10th time you've asked me that, Michael.
Yes, I'd love to dance with Ted Stover.
Why?
Ted Stover can do the cha-cha.
Oh, suave, very suave.
Dance is all set, Ted.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How about the 10th dance? You got that taken?
Well,
how about number 11? Good. Yeah, I'll put you down. Yeah. Okay.
All right, all right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, don't tell me I can use the phone now.
Dance with Ted's all set.
Little me, it's too much.
Why don't you get out of here?
Out of my own room?
Has your dad said anything about your graduation present yet?
Well, it's a whole week off yet.
I know, but he doesn't have to wait till the last minute. I'm getting mine tonight.
How do you know?
Mother and Dad have been wearing that "Aren't we the greatest parents in the world" look all day. You know, the funny way they smile at you when they're thinking, what a lucky girl you are.
Everybody graduates sooner or later.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I've been hinting for a watch.
Would anybody like to know that I'm graduating this week, too? Maybe I ought to get a little special attention.
Are you still here?
I just love Latin American music, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Boys are so catty.
That was just wonderful, Ted. Thank you. Isn't Ted the greatest dancer?
Oh, he sure is.
How about some punch?
Wonderful.
Punch.
Everything is absolutely perfect. I wish this night would last.
You're all coming over to my place afterward, aren't you?
Oh, sure, we'll be there.
Jean, you look just dreamy tonight.
Thank you.
You should have seen her this afternoon.
Hi.
Like from outer space.
You mean with all the hardware?
Wired for sound.
Mike, so help me.
Ted, don't you think we ought to leave before the last dance so we can get to your house before everybody else?
Yes, good idea.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the dance, Jean.
Later. I enjoyed it.
Bye, Mike.
So long. Well, shall we sit down?
I wish you'd grow up, Mike. I really do.
Well, what are you all steamed up about?
Oh, never mind if you don't know.
The outer space bit? What's the matter? Can't you take a joke?
If it's funny, yes.
Come on, boy, you're always ready to pick a fight, aren't you?
I'm not picking a fight.
Well, what do you call it?
Oh, never mind. One good thing about graduating, I'll be getting away from certain children I know.
Oh, well, you'll probably like it a lot better up at Hotshot State University with all those mature college men, huh?
That's right.
Well, maybe I can find a girl at Stanton that can take a joke.
Maybe so. Good luck.
Well, same to you. And you don't have long to wait either. You'll be living it up in just 3 months.
2 weeks. That's all I have to wait.
2 weeks? What do you think? College begins in July?
I'm going to Europe in 2 weeks.
What?
On a tour. I did get my graduation present tonight. That's it.
Well, when are you coming back?
Just before school starts. Just in time to pack.
You're leaving in 2 weeks. Not very far off.
I know it.
Last dance.
I'm crazy about graham crackers.
Ted will be mad at us for not going to his party?
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm glad we didn't.
Well, so am I. I shouldn't have acted so stupid.
You shouldn't fight during these last 2 weeks.
I know it. I'm going to miss you, Jean.
I'm going to miss you, too. Remember when our parents thought we were going to get married? Well, they just about died. Getting married in high school.
Maybe we should have.
At least we wouldn't be getting ready to practically never see each other again.
Jean?
Yes?
Are we in love?
I don't know.
I think we might be. And if we are, shouldn't we do something about it? I mean, like staying together instead of going away from each other.
We have to go to college.
Yeah, but we could go to the same one.
Yes, we could.
Well, if it was important enough. Like if we really did love each other. How do you know if you're in love?
I guess if you can't stand to be away from somebody, then you're in love with him.
But I've never been away from you, so how would I know? I mean, I've seen you practically every day of my life.
We have a special problem.
We should probably try and find out. In case we are in love.
I guess we should.
I'll tell you what. We could stay away from each other for a week. Or not see each other or even talk on the phone.
I'd hate not seeing you for a whole week.
Well, there. You see, it's working already.
Especially this week.
Well, all we'd be doing is studying and taking exams. After graduation, we can see each other again. By that time, we'll know what to do about it. Yeah. Agreed?
Agreed.
It's a nice night.
I wish it would last and last.
You haven't had your nose out of that book in 3 days. Your head's gonna explode.
I don't pass these exams. I don't graduate.
You graduated? I can't believe it.
Why not? I'm not as stupid as you think.
Who said you were stupid? I'm thinking you're 5 years old. 10, maybe. 12 at the most.
Bob, I'm pushing 19.
Well, you weren't yesterday. The last time I thought about it, anyhow. But all of a sudden today, you're graduating.
Well, no, not until Saturday.
Well, how come everybody else is getting so much older and I'm not?
You have been around a long time, haven't you? Maybe you can help me with something. Something I've been trying to figure out.
I'm afraid physics is a little bit out of my line.
Well, no, it's not that.
Well?
Well, forget it. I'll work it out for myself.
Oh, no, come on. Try me. I might know. I know a few things, you know.
This is a pretty tough one, Bob.
Well, try me anyway.
I guess not.
If there's anything that burns me up, it's anybody asking me something and then not ask me in the first place.
All right, then. What is love?
What's what?
Love.
Gee, what a crazy thing.
Well, you told me to ask you.
People don't go around asking silly things like that.
Well, how else are they going to find out?
Well, I just know. Everybody knows what love is.
I don't.
And you're going to graduate Saturday?
I'll ask them.
Now, wait a minute now. Don't get a sore head.
Well?
Well, it's what happens to people, to men and women, like. What you ought to do is listen to a couple of good songs for a change.
Huh?
This junk they're writing nowadays, no wonder people get confused.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, you'd hear what love is. That's what.
Oh, brother.
You ask me and I'm telling you. Love is romantic. That's what love is. Not a lot of mushy stuff. It's romantic. Nowadays, kids don't know what the word means. A garden of Eden, just to be.
I just don't believe it.
Alone from night to night, you'll find me.
Russ Colombo.
There was a fellow who knew how to sing about love. Well, he'd tear your heart out. Too weak to break the chains behind me. But there aren't any Russ Colombos anymore. I need no shackles to rebind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Who's drying tonight?
It looks like I am again. How's it coming, Mike?
Huh?
Yeah, you're studying. How's it coming?
Oh, fine. I got English and science exams tomorrow.
How does your English teacher feel about the word, huh?
Huh? Oh.
Can I be of any help? It's been a long time, but...
Oh, I don't think so. Except for one thing, maybe.
What's that?
Here I go again. How do you know when you're in love?
You want a straight answer?
The straightest.
Well, I don't know that I can give you one. It'd just be my opinion. I don't know what that's worth. Well, it's a pretty personal thing, Mike.
Well, is there a way to tell when you're in love?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, there are false alarms, you know, where you think you are and you're not. But I think when you're really in love, you know it. Some pretty remarkable things happen to you.
Well, like what?
Well, when I fell in love, I found myself being happy because of what I could give rather than what I could take. And that came as no small surprise because, well, naturally, we're all big takers to start off with anyway. And then comes the big switch and, well, you're in love. At least that's part of it, Mike. It's pretty hard to explain. I don't know whether you could ever understand it until it happens to you.
What else?
Yes, there's communication. That's a part of love. It's a very high form of communication where you know what someone thinks and how they feel even before you're told. Sometimes you even know what they're going to say before they say it. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Go on.
Well, then there's sharing. There's a lot of sharing in love. In fact, I'd say that was the foundation for it. Yes. Giving, communicating, sharing. Love is all those things.
Is that all?
Look, Mike, love is something you feel. It isn't something you figure out.
Well, you were pretty good about it. At least what you had to say made some sense.
Oh, thank you.
Let me hear what Bub told me.
Well, I don't know what he said, Mike. But whatever it was, I wouldn't sell it too short.
And I think she and Mike have had a fight. That's all I can figure. Jean just mopes around the house.
Well, that certainly would explain a lot of things.
Well, they haven't seen each other in 4 days. Everything's
a problem. That is unusual, to say the least.
Unusual? I thought I'd see the end of the world first.
Yeah. That's too bad it had to happen right now. Graduation week.
Well, I hate to interfere, but don't you think we should try to help out?
Well, you're right, Flo. Sometimes it's best to keep out of these things, but what do you suggest?
Well, what do you think of a backyard supper? Both families. Of course, Henry's out of town, but the rest of us could get together.
Well, enough of them graduating, we'd have something to celebrate. Why don't we plan on it?
Good. I'll check with Bub about the food. You know, I'm just trying to decide whether I'm being the kind of parent I don't approve of.
I know what you mean.
Of course, I'm going to do it anyway.
Chip, will you pass the hot dogs?
You have three already.
Are you paying for them or something?
There won't be any left for you know who.
Well... I think I'll go in and study.
Me too. I'm through reading.
I had a swell time.
Yeah, me too.
Mike.
You too, Jean.
Just a minute.
What's going on?
Just eat.
There's something cooking besides hot dogs.
Gosh sakes. That's not it.
Jean, you're not making things any better.
Oh, Mother, you've got it all wrong.
Well, for Pete's sake, we had to find out somehow, didn't we?
Now, wait a minute, Jean. We're only trying to help.
Sorry, Mike. I guess we shouldn't have interfered.
Jean?
Yes, Mike?
We might as well have our talk now.
I guess so.
Quick, my neck. Yes.
Well, we can go over to your place.
Okay. Excuse me.
Just a second. I'd like to ask a question, if I may.
Yes, Mother?
Well, what if you decide you can't get along without each other?
Yeah. What then?
I don't know. We'll probably get married or something.
You think they mean it?
I don't know. I'm still working on that or something.
Hated it.
Oh, so did I.
Every day I thought of 100 excuses to call you.
Me too.
We really do communicate. And we share, too, don't we?
Of course we do.
I think we ought to stay together.
That's one thing we can hold on to with everything else changing.
And it'll be easy. I'll switch to state and get a part-time job.
Oh, Mike, I don't want you to do that. Education is more important for a boy. So you should stay at Stanton and I'll go there.
No, we'd be better off at state.
I'll ask Mother and Dad to give me the money they were going to spend on the tour. And
well,
that
the
way...
tour? Oh, no. You still should take the tour. I mean, you might never get another chance to go to Europe.
I couldn't leave you. Not now.
I don't want you to give up your trip.
I don't mind sacrificing a few things. After
all... exactly what I don't want. You doing a lot of sacrificing.
Don't be silly. I have to. Don't
Will
you...
Will you just let me handle this? Now... I'll take a summer job, and then when you get back from Europe, I'll...
I'm not going to Europe.
When you get back, I'll have enough money saved up so we can get married, especially if I sell my car.
Sell your car? Well, why should you do a lot of sacrificing?
Well, somebody has to do something if we're going to get married.
What do you mean, if?
Well, I mean, if you still want to get married.
Well, yes, didn't I say so?
Well, all right.
Stop yelling.
Me?
Honestly, Mike, I really do wish you'd grow up, especially if we're going to get married.
Glad we brought them together so they could patch things up.
Or something.
Mike and Jean just help up with the dishes, huh? Oh, excuse me. Well, come on.
I'm feeling like one of those parents.
One of those parents you don't approve of? Well, a good fight sometimes clears the air. That's probably the best thing that could have happened to them.
Well, you know what they say about lovers' quarrels being the first sign of marriage.
Yeah.
Jean! Jean!
Please don't yell in my window. It's rude. What do you want?
Well, I just thought I'd give you a little break. If you ever want anybody to marry you, just don't let him see you with your hair all curled up in those...
You're a child, Mike Douglas, a child. And I'll appreciate it if you don't ever talk to me again. That is, until you grow up.
Me grow up?
Which will be never!
Yes?
I really feel sorry for you when you get to Stanton. You're going to be absolutely lost.
I'll be just fine at Stanton. You'll be a riot in Europe, though. A laugh a minute.
Wouldn't you be surprised if I married a count or a prince or something? I think we'd better end this discussion, Mr. Douglas. Don't call again.
Catch the Countess.
Well, I guess that's that.
You think they're really ready for marriage?
Oh, surely. About as ready as Chip is.
Jean?
Yes?
You, want to go to a movie? I mean, we don't have to study or anything.
There's a real good one at the Majestic.
Can you be ready in 10 minutes?
Sure.
You know what? I'm sure glad I don't have to sell my car. I mean, think what a problem it'd be. Just going to the movies.
I didn't want to give up my trip to Europe either.
Love is wonderful when you're young.
Yeah, it's wonderful anytime.
She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her, I'm creeping. My very soul is believing.
Thank you.